friend.
I don't know why I'm talking like this. It's Crazy Uncle Tim coming at ya. Coming up on the program today, microwaving hamsters plus rabbit bats are so cute. And meth in your neck. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show. What the fuck is wrong with me?
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson, ending the week with the Big Friday program. Thank you guys so much for joining me. At the top of the show, Neil from Tirana, which is the TNB way of pronouncing Toronto, spelled T-apostrophe-R-A-W-N-A. Good job, Neil from Tirana. Anyways, he reminded me that well before new Tourette's guy, who also has Asperger's and records himself singing karaoke when he starts to tick out, there was the original Tourette's man, whom I loved with all my heart. I want two cheeseburgers. Don't load it up with a bunch of bullshit. Well, Neil has sent me a bit of a remix here, a tribute, if you will, to the original Tourette's man. Take a listen.
Pretty good. Who's that faggot with tuba?
That's our dad.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, shit!
I want two cheeseburgers. I want pickles and ketchup on them. And don't load it up, but you both
shit!
A little tribute to the original Tourette's man. Let's just keep the music rolling on your Friday afternoon, and don't forget to keep it locked right here on WFST The Fish. I'm the Careless Fairy, taking you through your midday. DV listener Max sent in yet another recalculous Christian rapper. Take a listen.
I'm B-Shock, and I'm Christ-like cruising. Put them Jesus beats in, and ride.
Them Jesus beats in.
I'm like, hey, what's up? I know you hear them Jesus beats bumping in the trunk. Riding to the beat, never by myself, with Jesus in the other seat. In the burbs, in the hood, what it is, what's up? How you feeling, what's good? Keep the tent rolled down, now the Jesus beats recognized when we come around. What's up? What it is? I bet you never thought that you could ride around like this. When you're cruising, for it ain't about the car, it's about the music that you're choosing. Vibrating, turn it up loud, guaranteed to shake Satan.
Those dope Christian beats are gonna shake Satan. Max also sent in just an awful piece of secular rap music, I guess. This is called No Way. And what's great is it really does, it overuses the auto-tuner. But that doesn't even matter because you can't understand this guy's lyrics in the first place. He's a mushmouth fool.
He was like, 30 days, no less than that. He was like, straight from above those days, man. He went straight from my love, no hate, man. Her dubs, no maze, man. I told you, he was like, above my maze, man. Her gloves, no fate, man.
Slow it down and enunciate.
Yeah, I'm walking away, I'm leaving your world.
Here we go.
Cause I ain't never gonna let you do this to me again, baby. No way, no way. Cause it hurts so bad, I don't wanna ever see your face again. No way, no way. Cause it hurts so much.
No way, no way.
I don't wanna ever feel this.
I love people that use the auto tuner who have no idea how to properly use it.
Sing again, baby. No way.
Let's just fast forward to the very end here.
No way, no way, cause it hurts so bad, I don't wanna ever see your face again. No way, no way, cause it hurts so much, I don't wanna ever feel this thing again, baby. No way.
This guy has 19 music videos on YouTube. Oh, we'll be revisiting him again. Thank you very much, Max, for those two very, very shitty musical artists. I can't take any more music. Moving on, I've got a fatty who is reviewing some video games. This particular review is of X-Blades.
For the Xbox 360. Okay, I have never been more fucking disappointed in a fucking video game than this fucking piece of shit. Okay, I fucking pre-ordered this piece of shit and picked it up first day it was fucking released for $60 fucking, and it's a fucking piece of garbage.
Video game players are very passionate about their
okay a piece
hobby.
Of fucking cow shit. Okay, I don't, the only reason why I picked this shit up is because I watched E3 last year, and they said, this is one game of 2009 you must pick up. It is a anime slash, hack and slash, Sonic slash, Tomb Raider slash video game. It has a little bit of everything. If you are a video game fan, you have to pick up this game. Fuck that shit. That game is a fucking piece of trash.
He needs to calm the fuck down. Why didn't he rent it before buying
sure,
it?
Sure, if you already beat that level, you can escape. But then you come back, you just got to do it all over again. Okay? And the only way you can find the monster's weakness is clicking on the damn start button and finding out what the fucking monster's weakness is.
What?
The story fucking sucks. The best fucking thing about the game is the little anime chick is wearing a fucking white G-string. Okay, that ain't worth $60 fucking. I'm trading this shit in to go get Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
Okay, But the bad thing is, I'm gonna get $20 store credit for the piece of shit. Even GameStop doesn't want this fucking game back. And this game's on the PS3 too.
Alright, enough of that. You get the idea. He's fat and sad. A gamer. The final piece of audio I want to share with you is, and I know some people are going to be angry that I'm going to play this, Christine O'Donnell, who is the Delaware Tea Party / Republican Senate primary winner and cuckoo bananas cunt, has a very interesting past. She's gone on a bunch of, since like the 90s, she's been on television spouting off, you know, just craziness. Before she was saved, she was into witchcraft, I think was one of them. She's very anti-masturbation. As a matter of fact, here's a clip of her on MTV in the 90s.
My name is Christine O'Donnell. I am the president and founder of The SALT. The SALT stands for the Savior's Alliance for Lifting the Truth. We choose sexual purity in our lives. We have God-given sexual desires,
yeah,
and we need to understand
hot,
them and
hot little body on her.
Preserve them to be used in God's appropriate context. We need to address sexuality with young people. And masturbation is part of sexuality, but it is important to discuss this from a moral point of view.
Masturbation is a selfish act.
Well, if you would suck my cock, it wouldn't be such a selfish act, would it? Not on your part, anyways.
And it's a lustful one, and we are to walk with pure hearts, not adulterous, lusting hearts.
The Bible is clear in the fact that it says that any sexual act outside of the realm of marriage is wrong.
The Bible says that lust in your heart is committing adultery.
That pretty much means that I'm committing adultery 23 out of 24 hours a day.
So you can't masturbate without lust. The reason that you don't tell them that masturbation is the answer to AIDS and all these other problems that come with sex outside of marriage is because, again, it is not addressing the issue.
That's right. The issue is I want to get my dick wet, and masturbation just isn't cutting it. It's merely a temporary solution. I agree with you on that, Christine.
You're going to be pleasing each other. And if he already knows what pleases him and he can please himself, then why am I in the picture?
Exactly. Get out of the way. You're blocking my porn. All right. Oh, and let's just play this too.
I dabbled into witchcraft. I never joined a coven. One of my first dates with the witch was on a satanic altar, and I didn't know it. And, I mean, there's little blood and stuff like that.
That was a date? Your first date was a satanic altar?
Yeah, we went to a movie and then, like, had a little midnight picnic.
Let's have a movie and a sacrifice?
That was from Politically Incorrect many years ago, so there you go. That's who we're voting for now. We're fucked as a country. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up on news right now. It's the weekend. You got paid. You got a little bit of scratch in your pocket. Why not blow just $5 and sign up for the Distorted View sideshow? $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video cast. Yesterday was an exclusive program. This weekend, we'll do another bonus episode. Sign up right now. You'll get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus weekly bonus material, superfreaksatcher.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Oklahoma. A 30-year-old Tulsa woman is in the Payne County Jail on a charge of first-degree murder. Heather Gatiss was arrested by a deputy U.S. Marshal Tuesday. That's serious business, right? At a Tulsa motel, authorities say she is connected to the death of Linda Tucker, age 15, on June 26, 2010. What the hell happened? Well, reports say Linda, her brother, her mom, 33-year-old Doris Rigsby, and the mom's boyfriend, 30-year-old Jeffrey Phillips, were all meth users. Her brother was even wearing an ankle monitor from a previous arrest. They went to a family reunion. Oh, that had to have been a lot of fun. I wish I were there. All right, they went to a family reunion at Lake Carl Blackwell near Stillwater and shot up meth. That's the only way to get through family reunions. You can't blame them. Linda wanted to be injected in the neck and was. Linda's brother says he bought $750 worth of meth from Heather Gatiss before the family reunion. He says he, Linda, Rigsby, and Phillips went to the lake and injected meth several times. Then he says he and Linda helped each other inject meth into their necks, and, well, that's where things went horribly wrong. Reports say she began acting, quote, funny, shaking, saying she was cold, talking like a child, not making any sense, and saying she couldn't breathe.
Meth destroys. The high is a lie.
A, that voice is awesome, but B, I don't agree with that statement. Like, if you're going to produce a PSA, don't lie. I mean, there is definitely a high. That's not a lie. It makes you fucking feel fantastic, I'm assuming. That's why people keep doing it.
One more hit, no time to waste, oh meth, oh meth.
I like that PSA a little better. It's more truthful. You get shit done when you're on meth. You've got energy to scrub the floors and pull your eyebrows out. At any rate, back to the story here. Yes, you know, the woman began to act funny, saying she was cold and talking like a child. He says his mom and her boyfriend told him not to worry, that they had seen this 100 times. Drug addicts know best, and she needed to ride it out. He says they put Linda in the back of the Suburban, and mom went to bed, and the brother went to change his ankle monitor. Oh, I'm sorry, charge his ankle monitor. Report, you can't change your ankle monitor. I'm just going to switch this one out. Reports say later, another of Doris's children told them they thought Linda was dead, but again, they said Linda was overamped. That's how they put it. And let her sleep it off. She's still sleeping it off. Her brother says he later checked on Linda and she was purple, but their mother didn't want to call 911, but would take her to Stillwater. But they didn't want to get caught with anything illegal in the truck, so they emptied out backpacks and other gear. And reports say 45 minutes later, the mother and her boyfriend finally left the park with Linda 45 minutes later. Jesus Christ. A lot of good that's going to do. Once in Stillwater, they pulled over at the gas station to get help, but when police arrived, Linda was already dead. I have a feeling she was dead well before they got to the gas station. Earlier this month, the state medical examiner's office said Linda Tucker was injected with almost 10 times the lethal limit of meth. That's how we end that story. Second story we have for you today. At least 5 children in Peru's northern Amazon jungle region have died after being bitten by rabid vampire. Bats. At least 5 children living in Peru's northern Amazon jungle region have died after being bit by the rabid vampire bats. The victims, all aged between 5 and 10, were members of the... Oh, no. Why? Of the Awajun and Wampus communities living in the province of Condorcanqui, which is 628 miles north of Lima on the border with Ecuador. I knew those words. Fernando Boris, a medical doctor with the health directorate in... Oh, Jesus Christ. In the regional capital of Chacapoyas, said that the rabies outbreak has been going on for several months. Health authorities have sent teams with vaccines to the remote jungle villages, but after a 15-hour river trip, they often arrive too late. Whoops. That's what you get for living so fucking far away from civilization. Come on, start building up your little villages a bit. Contact Walmart. I'm sure they're salivating to get in on the action. All those kids dying from vampire bats. I blame those damn Twilight books. I'm sure they've reached Peru at this point. All right, I cannot discount the death toll mounting because unfortunately we cannot get them the vaccines quickly enough because the communities are so remote, Mr. Borjas said. He also said that the two communities have reported that 3,500 people were bitten by vampire bats this year alone. These bats feed at night, and since they do not find large animals, they bite unprotected people. At least 20 people, both children and adults, have been killed in total this year in the region after they were bitten by the rabid bats. So there you go. It's kind of a slow news day, reading about vampire bats. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. A man in Hartlepool has been jailed for 9 weeks and banned from keeping a pet for 5 years. Uh-oh. What did he do? Well, he apparently microwaved a hamster. Someone was playing Maniac Mansion for the Nintendo. Anthony, remember that? Like, for the first run, I don't know if you could do this in the computer version of Maniac Mansion, but in the Nintendo version, at least the first run of games, basically you could steal Weird Ed's, I think that was his name, Weird Ed's hamster, and then you could put it in the microwave, make it explode, right? And then you could take its charred, bloody guts, the remains and hand it back to Weird Ed. And that was one of the few ways in the game that you could actually die. And then you could maneuver through the game as a ghost, basically. And then Nintendo had to approve like all the games back in, you know, when the original Nintendo Entertainment System came out. And they didn't notice that until after the first batch of games, you know, first couple thousand games were printed or whatever. And then for the second run, they made the game company take that particular feature out. You can say you may have a version, if you have an old Maniac Mansion game, you may have a version where you're able to blow up a hamster in a microwave. Anthony Parker, 29, from Hartlepool, admitted to killing his favorite hamster. Really? It couldn't have been your favorite. When police arrived at his home, the unemployed construction worker said he put the creature in the microwave after a drunken fight with his girlfriend. Art. He told police, "I didn't mean to kill her. She was the best hamster I ever had. She was called Susie." Neil Taylor, prosecuting, said it was clear the hamster died in agony. Yes, it died from the inside out. Parker had been drinking all day when his girlfriend came home and they fought. Police found the hamster, oh God, in a trash bin outside. His lips were burned and his eyes were opaque. Mr. Taylor said the hamster would have tried to get away from the source of the radiation, which was heating her internal cells, but she could not. Death finally occurs when the brain is overheated or the heart muscles stop functioning. Despite his admission to police, Parker later denied the offense on legal advice because his confession was made when he was very drunk. He will serve half his sentence in prison and the rest on license. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Frank, speak to me, please.
Thank you, Tim. It's Rob from Cleveland here.
Hi,
hey, I got
Rob.
A question with one of your other callers from the other day, from the Monday show. You had a guy named Mike from New York called. That wouldn't happen to be Mike Fahey from Kotaku.com, is it? They both sound exactly the same. Anyways, I just wanted to ask that. All right, man, still listen to your show. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Do we have someone from Kotaku listening to Distorted View? Let me know. And if so, please insert the word jagoo into your next piece. Be a little hidden treat for us. All right, next up, yeah.
Yo, Tim, this soon-to-be Sideshow member, as soon as I get my educational money, because, you know, that's what we should all spend it on, right?
Yes.
Other than...
Let the government pay for your Sideshow membership, your Stafford loan, right, or whatever.
Other than that, I was calling to let you know two things.
Yes.
Number one, I can't leave you grief to the fact I'm male. And number two, I've started a Distorted View group on FetLife.com. Go check it out. It's a BDSM site.
Yes, of course. FetLife.com is where John the slave, the fag, that old guy who wears diapers, he's a part of FetLife.
Calm down, the semen in your hand.
Yeah. A lot of people probably don't catch that because we talked about it many, many years ago on the show, but occasionally when I play that Toad the Wet Sprocket song at the end of the show, that's why I do it. It's because of that misheard lyric.
How could you abandon us?
What?
What are we to do now? What are we to do? Where do you go?
I don't know what that's all about. Let's just move on.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo. Sideshow member Carrie from Louisiana here.
Hi, Carrie. A lady.
I just want to let you know, first and foremost, naturally, that I fucking love your show, as always, and
you're talking so quiet, I can't raise your...
I've never regretted being a Sideshow member.
Oh, awesome. It's so nice.
Secondly, though, and the reason I called, is I fucking love the Tourette's guy that you've been featuring on your show of late.
Yes, he's very good.
And the first one that I heard, the first time you featured him on the show, I absolutely fucking had to go look him up on YouTube because it was just fucking so hilarious. I was laughing the whole time.
Yeah, what's great is he's serious. He really does have Tourette's, Asperger's. He does a lot of videos talking about that, and then he has a few of those karaoke. I hope he continues to do those.
Hey, it's a good time. I was listening to the deal about the cameras. So what they're telling me is that they're going to sell you a camera that they've had, like, before the digital cameras.
Yes.
Why don't they just go to Goodwill or something like that? Jesus Christ, they got them for, like, you know, 50 cents or 25 cents, you know?
Yeah, the same cameras. Yeah, because no one is using these 35 millimeter cameras anymore. So if you go to the Salvation Army or, like, any of these thrift stores, There's hundreds of them you could probably get for like $1 or $2 a piece.
They'll even forget their friggin' roll of film in there. So, shit.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. That's a good point. Why buy a new old camera when you can buy an old camera for pennies on the dollar?
Hi, Tim. Crazy crackers.
Oh, I wish I kept that sound clip.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Oh, my God.
Crazy crackers.
I would love where I'm working right now. I am working in a VA hospital in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Pulling telephone wire down the hallways. And this morning I was in the psychiatric ward.
Oh, shit. Picks and Vin, please.
Oh, my God, the smell of this place. I had some guy coming out telling me, complaining about the toilet seats being loose, and he was going to end up crushing his testicles. They're asking us for wire, I think, because they want to hang themselves.
Right, you got to be careful. When my dad was sick, you know, my dad was very, very sick earlier this year and last year and everything, and he is a Marine, so he of course naturally wants to go to the VA hospital because it's free, and my dad is, you know, freaks out about money all the time. Some of the VA hospitals are quite shitty. Like the one in Erie, Pennsylvania, not so great, but the one in Cleveland is just massive and very clean and very nice. I guess the one in Erie isn't that bad, but compared to the Cleveland one, holy shit, it's just it's like a city.
And we have to keep all our tools on us at all times.
Yes, they will use them against you.
Hey, Tim, this is Bob Loblaw.
Hi.
And when I'm not...
How's your Loblaw? You know, Bob Loblaw's Loblaw.
Not lobbing law bombs at the Bluth family. I've gotten ridiculously good at guessing exactly what you're going to say about every news story you do.
Oh.
I've been listening
you
since...
You cracked me.
I was 14 in high school, and I'm 19 now. And, you're predictable, sir. I still love you, but you're predictable. Bye, Mr. Henson.
All right. Well, sorry.
Hey, Tim. Burgles here. You may have gotten a bunch of calls about this. You read
Burgles.
That story over the weekend about the pedo bear. I watched that video. It was pretty freaking awesome.
Right.
That guy in the costume was not a sex offender.
Yeah, caller, maybe it was on yesterday's Sideshow Exclusive program, called in and mentioned that, no, he wasn't really a sex offender. He's just dressing up as the pedo bear because it's funny.
Hey, Tim. I actually haven't listened to Sean in a little while, but I thought of you today.
Thanks.
I was watching some Curb Your Enthusiasm episode on network TV. It cuts to a commercial for ASPCA where it talks about dead dogs, dead cats, and like these pets that go unloved. It goes back to Curb Your Enthusiasm after that. All I could think of was, I'm so confused. Is Don on the phone? All right. Hey, I'm going to listen to your show now. All right.
All bye. Right. Well, good. Yes. Welcome back to the program. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, is it, oh God.
One of my first dates with the witch was on a satanic altar, and I didn't know it. And, I mean, there's little blood there and stuff.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Very important. If you haven't rated us or left a little review on iTunes, do that. Subscribe to the Sideshow. That's also very important because this weekend I'll be doing a bonus episode and maybe a video cast if you're lucky. I owe you guys another YouTube video, so I'm going to be working on that this weekend. Got some great videos. I was sharing some with Cheryl Murkowski to gauge her reaction, and she loved them and said they were horrifying, so I think we got some winners there. All right, guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Drunken Negro Face Cookies.